Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I am Katherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Psalm 62:5. My soul will wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. New King James Version.
This Psalm of David is all about his confidence in God and about how God's his refuge, and he resolves to wait and expect God to move. Those are two of the words I noticed kind of repeatedly through that chapter was he was waiting and he was expecting. David's aggravated at his enemies, but he's solidly believing his strength comes from God and he is defended by God and he will be saved by God alone. He's literally waiting on rescue and waiting on the reprieve from his enemies this entire psalm. And he's confident in how he's waiting. And waiting is just, oh my gosh, waiting. Waiting's the worst. No one wants to wait on anything, do they, Jenny?
Nope. Let's face it. Especially right now in society, we don't have to wait at all. Waiting is the hardest. We are in a time frame of instant gratification. And with that, like a lack of self-control, I think a lot of the waiting problem might stem from the internet. I'm not 100% sure if I can blame it all on the internet.
Maybe not all of it, but you can definitely do. I mean, how much easier is our life because of being able to click something on the internet and have it show up at your door exactly 2 days later? Or what about groceries?
Oh yeah, I do click list all the time. I don't go into the grocery store. I don't have time. But yeah, like for instance, the other night at dinner, we were all talking about food. January, like talking about diets and all sorts of stuff. And we were debating on how many carbs a vegetable had. I don't remember the vegetable, but my teenager, which we typically have a no phone policy at the dinner table, but she's like, well, let's just look it up right here and end this discussion. And I was thinking about it afterward, and I was like, we were having a really healthy, fun discussion, throwing out our ideas, and she just shut it down by looking it up and finding the exact amount, like, and the calorie count, everything, within 2 seconds. Think about when we were growing up, Katherine. If you wanted to know something, you had to go to the library.
Yeah, we had to, like, open books and find the book. We had to go find the books in the library. That wasn't even always the easiest thing for me to do. I was like, oh, man, where's the... Yeah.
Yeah.
The information was not right there for us. No. Everything, even driving, and I am one of the world's worst about driving because I am extremely impatient. I get behind somebody really, really old that needs to take a little bit more time.
Come on, Grandma.
Or, yes, you're just like, let's go. Or somebody's not turning fast enough or whatever. And you sit there and you just, and then you look at yourself and you're like, I am not being patient in front of my kids or people can see me throw a fit in my vehicle. But it's just, we're not patient. We don't like to wait. We don't wait, I think, as a society well.
Yes. And then a lot of time, I've been very guilty of this myself. Waiting on the Lord has been very difficult.
Yes.
Like when we're looking for answers to prayer, especially when it comes to sick kids or
for sure
any of that, like the waiting that David does is hard to comprehend.
Oh, he was in caves too, okay? We are not even waiting in a cave. We are waiting in our really nice homes. But it's still, when there's something that you want, when there's something that you need, it is really, really hard to wait. So imagine David here. He is trying so hard not to be afraid, but to stay confident in the rescue that he's waiting on. And he does a really good job. You can tell in probably in some of the earlier parts of what he's written that he is afraid and he is scared. And then you kind of get to, he gains confidence and he's like, okay, I am going to resolve to wait and I'm going to expect. So maybe we don't have enemies coming at us with, you know, spears, knives and things, but I'm sure everyone's had a bad boss or a group of people at school who gossiped and spread lies about you, or husband or a boyfriend or acquaintance who has hurt you on an emotional or a physical level, or they've threatened to. Chances are we all can relate to having an enemy want to attack us or that does attack us, but we can be confident too. So our challenge is really with this is we need to rest in confidence in God. We need to speak it. We need to tell God we trust him. Sometimes, depending on your situation, at least for me, I know sometimes it's like, okay, when it pops up into my head, that anxiety or that stress, I'm like, okay, no, I'm going to shut that down. I'm going to trust God with this. And a lot of times it's very good for me to speak it out into the atmosphere. Like, God, I believe you.
It's a good reminder when you speak things out loud. I find that helps me too. Just take a deep breath. And sometimes I cry out to the Lord for help and for patience.
Oh, for sure. And I really like the reminder in Mark 9:23. Jesus said, and this was somebody who came up to him in a crowd. He was just a regular person, came up to him and was asking him for something. And Jesus said to him, if you believe, all things are possible to him who believes. We can have confidence in God when we believe he is going to move for us, when he is going to help us.
And, you know, sometimes God doesn't save us from our circumstance. Sometimes the circumstance is to refine us in his image while we're going through the troubled time. Being refined by fire is part of our lives. And so it's good that we believe that all things are possible because they are. God is omnipotent. But it's also good to keep in our memories that we want to, when we're asking for prayer or saving, we need to say, let your will be done, or please change my heart to want what your plans are, Lord. So we align our thoughts and our desires with God.
Yes, sometimes we are not going to have our circumstances change for the will that we have, for the perfect will that we want, because this isn't the end. And I think a lot of times, because we see, we only can physically see what's in front of us in this earth, it's easy to lose a little bit of that perspective, knowing, okay, maybe the person I'm praying for that's sick, they don't get better. You know, some people get healed miraculously, mm-hmm. and praise God for those times. And we also need to praise God when those circumstances, that person moves on and they don't make it here and they move on to the next realm. And we just have to be grateful that God did heal that person that maybe we wanted them to get healed just like the other person that we knew got healed.
Yeah, sometimes the healing comes in heaven. We can't predict and we can't tell the future. That's God only has like the answers to our prayers, and he knows what we need more than we know what we need.
And while we're waiting, what can we do while we're waiting? A lot of times we're in a waiting place. So at least for me, I try to remember to thank him, not just when things are answered the way I want them to be answered, or things are going the way I want them to be going. But when I'm waiting and when I'm hurting and when I want to expect something wonderful, I still have to praise him, and I have to thank him even for the hard situation. We're supposed to praise him and thank him in all circumstances, not just the good ones. So I think that's probably my favorite reminder in the wait.
Yeah, and it's a good reminder, even when you're going through the troubled times, even when you're hurting, you're depressed, you're crying, it is a great reminder to always thank the Lord. I've been in some pretty dark places, and ultimately, there are times that I was praying for something, but the outcome wasn't the outcome that I wanted. It actually ended up being better.
And sometimes it does work well like that. It really does.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, I have 5 beautiful kids, and I remember praying on my knees, like crying, sobbing hysterically, wanting to get pregnant. And I've never, to this day, I have never been pregnant. But I have 5 wonderful kids that God blessed me with. That's just a simple example, but that's an example of God knew better than I did. And so in my waiting, in my expectations, I needed to make sure that I was keeping in mind what he had envisioned for me and my children and how we were going to become a family.
Beautiful. And I like how you were saying you were expecting. Like, while you were praying for all that, you were expecting God to do something, mm-hmm. right? This year I was a little bit challenged from our church. They kind of did an opening praise and worship Wednesday night. And we came and they lead worship and they lead us in prayer. And one of the musicians up there said, hey, I did this last year. This was awesome for me. I don't know who this is for, but really instead of New Year's resolution so much, it was, what do you want to give to God to have expectation in? And I thought, I should be expecting something from God in these different situations. And so I had a few in mind, and I kind of laid it out with, okay, God, this is an area that I would love to see you move in. I'm going to have some kind of expectation. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know if it's going to look exactly like I want it to, but I'm going to expect something wonderful and good from you because that's who you are, and I'm going to look for that. And in the wait, I'm going to praise and worship you.
That's beautiful. I love that. Sounds like a great experience. So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Have a wonderful day and we will see you next week.